Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, listeners. It's me, your favorite president, James Garfield.
And me, James, who works down the hall. I'm not a president.
I want to tell you that.
To provide a better night's sleep for everybody. They've donated more than 32,000 mattresses to date. I love lasagna and I hate Mondays.
But here is me, James Garfield, again, here to give this promo code for the win. Don't miss Lisa's President's Day sale. Get 15% off. Wow, what a tale for a limited time.
Book, promo code off book. I put Nirmal in a box and send her to Abu Dhabi. Me, Garfield.
James Garfield. And
Garfield the cat.
And
James
from
who looks down the hall. Comedian and writer best-selling loves her mom, so she decided to start a podcast with her mom.
And her mom's Diane. They call them mothers of artists and comedians. They'll chat them up about their super talented children.
You'll hear from the creators of Maria Bamford, Sam Richardson, Jonathan Van Ness, and so many more. You can listen to We Called Your Mom.
We Called Your Mom.
Exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
And hey, call your mom.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to StitcherPremium.com/mom and use promo code. Jessica McKenna, we got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys.
We got Dana Wicks on the sticks, Dana Wickens, producer and drummer. We got engineer Brett Choo Choo.
Would you believe that Brett got a small Pro Tools error and we had to do this intro twice? So if we sound furious right now,
I think someone was just gritting our teeth and barely holding on.
The other two fictional characters in the room, male person Stacy and Karate Bird, are really hiding in the corner because Jess and I made a scene.
Sorry, Brett.
We had a Hollywood moment.
We had to just really rage.
But God, we're so excited and so lucky.
We're moving on from that rage.
Oh, doesn't fill me with rage. It's two of the stars of the new upcoming amazing podcast, Voyage to the Stars. You know them from also a lot of things. Those are both incredibly talented, funny, hilarious, wonderful people. Please give it up for Colton Dunn and Felicia Day.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry you guys saw us so furious.
Yeah, man, that was serious business.
I'm sorry this table's now broken.
I'm sorry I broke all the glass.
I didn't know podcast divas were a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of pioneers in that.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out, like, if we act this way, will money follow?
Yes.
Or do they have to go the other way around?
Colton, were you impressed when I broke a glass in my bare hands? Because I'm very, very strong.
No, man. I thought that looked bad. I felt bad for you.
Yeah. Lisa, were you impressed when I did it?
I mean, my dad was a hand surgeon for about 6 months. I just was concerned.
Okay.
But then I didn't care because I don't really know you that well and I might never see you again.
Breaking a glass is not impressive.
Whoa.
Did you know that there's a movie that's called Glass and the reason he's called Glass is he is very easily breakable.
Is that it? Is that the hook?
Because he's the man from the Unbreakable movie, this time with his own movie.
Did you not see Glass or Unbreakable?
No, I just thought that he would be unbreakable in the first one, and then why would they follow up with a lesser state of fragility?
Well, if you really want me to get into it, Mr. Glass is played by Samuel Jackson, and he is completely breakable. All of his bones will break. And he's a supervillain who tries to find his opposite. If he exists, he feels somebody who's unbreakable exists. So he seeks out to find Bruce Willis's character.
That is the plot of Unbreakable.
Who is unbreakable.
So everyone has an opposite?
Well, that's just his theory based on, like, comic book lore, basically. Yeah. He's convinced that that's, like, true.
He's like, if I'm weak, then there must be someone who's strong, so I'm going to start all these, like, natural disasters.
Now he just did the spoiler. I left the spoiler out, but he's brought it
this
right
movie's
in.
Very
I'm
old.
Never going to see it.
Zach and I were doing Off Book in Philadelphia, and we were listening to the local radio. We were driving to our hotel, and the DJ was, like, talking about his weekend. He was like, I actually saw Glass. It made us laugh so hard. I actually saw Glass. Like, it was, like, he really needed, I mean, actually is one of the most overused words of our day, but to have it, like, be used to be like, I know, this is going to rock your world.
He's like, I have to do an ad for it, and you're not going to believe it. I sat through the movie Glass.
I actually saw Glass, because Glass also brings in Split.
It does.
Another movie about, like, multiple personalities.
Which I will not see because it looks too scary.
Is that a sequel? Or is that just a concurrently playing
sort
movie?
Sort of. It's interesting. So Split is another movie by M. Night Shyamalan, all right? And so this movie starts out, you're watching it. It very much seems like just about a guy with split personality who's crazy and kidnapping kids.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, you realize this movie exists in the same world as Unbreakable.
And then after that, you realize it also exists in the same world as the M. Night Shyamalan movie Avatar The Last Airbender.
Does it really?
When a big flying bison flies by.
Really
no. What?
And everyone's like, the kid knows karate and he's very good. Yeah. And M. Night Shyamalan is like, but my bones are glass. And then he gets hit by the power of air so hard that
And this is the podcast where we do Shyamalan world building and that's it.
Oh boy. Do you think being that guy, you can't just do a movie anymore, right? Because it's like, well, I want to do this Western, but it has to have a twist.
Well, I think he's been trapped that way for like 20 years. I mean, the only good one is Sixth Sense, really. And then, I mean, there's like some that are like...
What about the Ron Howard's daughter? Blanche Howard? What is her name?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Blonde Dallas daughter.
Blonde Dallas daughter. Wasn't that the village? The Village?
Yeah, I think The Village, like, is a pretty interesting idea, but it's...
My wife was cut out of Lady in the Water.
What?
Is that a good one?
I've never seen it.
Bryce Dallas Howard was in that one, too. She was a mermaid. I remember being jealous, and then I watched the movie, and I was not jealous.
Jealous of being a mermaid?
Yeah.
We cut deep under the sea.
Where a bunch of mermaids are just gabbing.
Hey...
Like, being a mermaid is, like, so beautiful and, like, spectacular. And we're like, beautiful and spectacular. Do you ever get jealous of Bryce Dallas Howard?
All the time.
Do you ever think about how her life
would be more nice if I changed my whole appearance to look like the Lady Bryce. I would stare in the mirror for hours and hours if it meant that I could be a little bit more like Bryce Dallas Howard.
I have a thyroid condition.
Oh no.
This is why my voice is so deep. Still just a little mermaid.
You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
But when I see this other lady, I get so jelly. She's so pretty on the big screen or on the telly.
Despite some of the things you have said about crabs, I think someday you can get past that and have a crab friend.
And not to be punny here, but I think you're kind of fishing for a compliment.
Oh, no. Come on.
Ariel, listen. You're the most beautiful redhead we've ever seen, and that includes Bryce Dallas Howard.
You can't even go there, you guys. I mean, listen. Algie, you're my favorite friend.
Yeah.
Even
horrible name, though.
It's better than
Algie,
mine.
Don't talk about my friend that way.
Algie, just stop it.
Algie, I'll stand by you in every way.
Because names are just names. It doesn't make who you are or who I am.
People are talking about you?
Yes, Miss Doubt. Yes, Miss Dallas Howard, all the time.
Oh my gosh. Reginald, please get my name right.
I'm sorry. I had a stutter because I was trying to agree with you, but then I thought about it a little more. And as a butler, no, I actually don't have that thought a whole lot.
Really?
Because
I'm like always talking about you.
I know. But apart from you, Miss Dallas Howard, I feel you're my only friend. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. What a friend to have, if you're going to have one friend.
Reginald, do I not give you enough time off? I'm your only friend.
It's not that you give me plenty of time off. I decline most of it.
Yeah.
We all do. All of the waitstaff loves working with you.
Yeah, man, me too.
I'm okay with it.
I'm the cook.
I mean, listen, I'm just your wardrobist, and I like to arrange clothes by color. And
Penelope, just a wardrobist. Don't talk about my friend that way.
Listen, I have a healthy amount of self-esteem, and I know my place, and I know that I'm good at arranging things and maybe, you know, expressing joy in the way that I arrange things.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. We all know our place, and being your friend is all we need.
Wait,
and also do the job.
I'm your friend.
But wait, guys, I can't ask for that. Like, that's not what I want. I want to have really clear boundaries and be a good boss. I don't want you to feel like
we are
Penelope.
Paid. No, we are paid to be here for you.
Yeah.
No,
but
let's all get in a bubble bath together. Like friends. Friends take bubble baths together. That's what friends.
bubble bath with a bubble bath bomb.
I always take a pre-bath before we do some bubbles, so no dirt goes in to communal bath.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really not sanitary to not clean your crags and cracks. Yeah.
Friends, take a bubble bath.
They do?
Friends, take a bubble bath. Just get into the water.
Yes.
I promise you it will feel grand. And we definitely won't get sucked down the drain to an aquatic magical land. Cause
friends take a bubble bath. Friends take a bubble bath.
Together.
Friends take a bubble bath.
With each other. Miss Dallas,
I guess I'm gonna take a bubble bath with my staff.
With your friends.
Well, again, I'm just like trying to be clear. Like, I don't want to be one of those bosses who's like, think of me as a friend, because I always feel like that's kind of patronizing.
Well, we do. So we you're do. Saying we shouldn't think of it, you?
No, as- yeah. I want you to. I just don't want to feel like I don't want to be like I'm paying for my friends.
I mean, you are technically like we're on payroll, and I'm
a little less talky, a little more bubble bath.
Bubble bath.
Here's a onesie, okay? Here's a onesie. Just put it on. Jump on in.
Right,
ooh,
you
thank
go.
You,
right,
Penelope.
It feels warm.
Yeah,
right?
We're not nude. We're all wearing fun animal-themed onesies.
That's right.
Mine's a Dalmatian.
I have an ostrich over my genitals.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cow.
Moo moo. Slash slash.
And it looks like I'm a peacock? Oh, gosh, this still feels too much. This feels like I'm making it about me.
It's just normal. It's a bunch of friends in animal onesies taking a bubble bath together.
Well, splash.
Splash, 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 splash.
Thankfully, I have such a big tub.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I feel so relaxed in this hot water with you three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a delight. I feel so special here next to you, basking in the glory of your very well-maintained skin.
Oh, thank you.
I'm 43 and I have nobody.
Oh, my gosh.
I would never have guessed you were 43, Penelope.
Really?
Really?
How old did you think I was?
68.
Oh.
Miles away at a water treatment facility. You said we got to pull this lever for the water treatment facility?
Yeah, but we got to pull a hole. It's one of them. One of these levers is supposed to clean out the water, and one is connected to a private residence of Ron Howard.
All right. You guys asking about which lever is leveled?
Yeah, which lever is leveled?
Which one are we supposed to level? Because we got all these levers.
Wait. Has anyone checked on these pulleys?
There was a chart.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a chart. There was a chart.
Yeah. It's not here anymore.
No, we lost the chart.
Well, I guess we just go for one, huh?
Yeah, I think.
I think both, right?
Come on.
We pull them both.
I think we pull every lever we see.
What's the worst thing? I went to Vegas once,
and I did not win anything.
Okay.
So let me pick.
Okay, you got it.
Because this could be my chance.
Yeah, I never win anything.
You know, I did a scratch three times. Zero wins.
You scratched nine, zero wins?
0 wins out of 9 scratches.
That seems statistically impossible.
Not even a free ticket? Gerald, you are very good at math. What are you doing down here?
I love working with my hands.
I love it. Okay.
Specifically pulling levers. But you can have this one. It's okay.
Okay, good. So I'm going to pull this lever. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This is the one I'm going to go.
I'm sure that's fine.
I never heard that beeping noise before. It goes a beep, 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 beep. It sounds a little bit like the alarm clock that wakes me up when I sleep, sleep, sleep. I never seen the flashing light, the one right over there. And if I know one thing about flashing light, it either means beware or it means jackpot!
Yeah!
You win.
We won. I picked it and I thought I saw something happen.
What
did you say?
I have lung cancer.
You went off to the side. You said, I've never told these guys I'm going to die. I have cancer of the lungs.
And Michael, you thought we weren't going to try to hear and be good friends. You thought we were just going to keep pulling buttons and levers.
I just didn't know when to drop that bomb, you know? Mikey. I figured it was a good time to bring it up.
Mikey, you got to let us be here for you, okay?
This
you
got to let us in.
First of all.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
Hell yeah, we are. No, Mikey, we're going to fight this because cancer is not always the death sentence it once was. You've got three friends that are going to do everything.
I got the bad stuff.
Well, Mikey, you're a fighter, and you know what? We're going to be with you. We're going to be with you every step of the way. How dare you go to the side and say it out loud like we weren't going to hear or care?
Mikey, you got to know that through thick and thin, we're going to be there for you because, as far as picking friends, you hit the jackpot!
Jackpot!
I hit the jackpot!
And we won't take no for an answer! Because you hit the jackpot!
The jackpot!
We're going to save you from bad, bad, bad lung cancer!
Yeah.
You win!
Thanks,
so yeah, I was brushing my hair, and then there was a crab, and I was like, "Excuse me,
what?
I'm brushing my hair."
Oh my
hair.
Gosh, did you tell Ariel? Because like, did you pluck that crab or
no,
whatever?
No, sorry, I shouldn't. Ariel,
what?
I saw a crab.
What?
I saw a crab.
Plankton saw a crab.
I saw a crab. I was brushing my hair. I think he was a tropical crab.
Oh, algae, come on, stop judging. This is my dream.
Oh, I wasn't judging. I was just agreeing.
Oh, sorry. Is that how you do that?
Your thyroid is wild right now.
We've got to get it evened out.
You haven't. We have universal healthcare down here. Get it checked out.
Just go in.
I don't want to be different.
Well, so different than you are right now.
Because algae
or different from us.
I just feel like if I go to the doctor and all, I got to go through all that, I'd rather just pretend everything's status quo.
Oh, but it's really not.
No,
it's not. You're always going to be different, and that's a good thing, except for the way that you're different, which is not good.
It's not good. Yeah. It's medically, it needs to be fit. It's okay. I mean, we all have our stuff. Like, every morning I look in the mirror and I say, Carl, you are okay just as who you are. And if you want to change yourself, that's also okay. But that doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor. You have to go to the doctor. Even though it's scary, because doctors know a lot of scary things.
Gotta go to the doctor.
You must go to the doctor. No matter what it is, a doctor has just the thing. Regularly, you
got to go to the doctor.
No, I don't.
Go to the doctor.
And then you have to go again because you have to go regularly.
One answer.
You have to go.
want to talk about this so much more, but behind you is a freaking cow.
Oh my God.
A peacock.
Whoa.
Something that's mostly just flesh, but with like an ostrich only over just the genitalia.
And a Dalmatian.
And a Dalmatian.
It looks like dead Bryce Dallas Howard.
It looks like dead Bryce Dallas Howard.
Hold on a second. That's no peacock.
Algy, what are you saying?
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. It looks like Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes. That's what I was saying.
But kind of dead, but maybe not. I don't know how to tell.
It's so hard when non-mermaids get in the
air. I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm not dead.
She's not dead. She's not dead.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
Dead? What will happen when these merfolk meet Bryce Dallas Howard? What's going on with those workers? Will they solve that man's lung cancer? Find out when we return to the second half of The Little Mermaid and Bryce Dallas Howard! Do-do-do, fancy luxury coming through.
Here come our fancy voices that you know and love. Hey, don't you want to own iconic luxury items at unreal values? Well, with The Real Real, they're the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers.
I will list the designers. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex,
Cartier,
and hundreds of more, and up to 90% off retail.
New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts. Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. You can shop online or visit one of their stores in Soho, West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
And new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
You gotta get on
there. You gotta get on it.
You know what? I'm perusing hats, glasses, sunglasses. Shoes.
Luxury.
All of it luxurious.
All of it luxury.
Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL.
That's realreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
Real. Luxury. Welcome back. When we last left, four humans in animal suits were underwater. What will happen next? Find out in The Little Mermaid and Bryce Dallas Howard.
The musical.
I'm sorry, I felt like I had to tell you I'm not dead, but also, oh my gosh, mermaids.
Yeah, we're really mermaids.
Oh my gosh, I can breathe underwater.
Oh my gosh, rude. Oh my gosh, first of all.
Yeah, you're sitting on my shelf.
Oh my gosh, I'm rude. So sorry. Oh my gosh, you're beautiful.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
I like you a little better, but I'm still slightly hostile.
Okay, fair. I did just like dive into your home.
Oh my god, yeah. Ariel, what are the odds we were just talking about Bryce Dallas Howard? No, I felt like
you were talking about. Wait, Reginald? Penelope?
Yes.
Cook?
What?
Yeah, oh, what's up?
You can all breathe underwater too.
Yeah, I can breathe a little bit.
We seem to be in some sort of giant aquatic bubble that the mermaids are flying through.
Oh, you're right. I guess that tracks.
That's my guess of how we're breathing.
I don't understand how that works.
I got gills, so.
You know what?
We could just be. Yeah, it's a thing. You ever see that movie Waterworld?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, yes.
I got that same thing.
I actually also have gills.
Reginald!
Wes, remember the one time we were all in the bubble bath and we were who can...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I took a very discounted vacation to Belize once, and that it was like a transplant thing. I was also getting a root canal for $80.
I saw the movie.
So the three of us got gills.
I don't know
what's up with
how
you,
Bryce.
Bryce,
what are you doing?
No. Is there just something...
Maybe there's just something special about you.
What? It's just a twist.
Or maybe you've been a mermaid the whole time.
Maybe. Am I living my life just going along, never second guessing where I might belong? Have I lived every day going to another without questioning where I might be? Is this a twist? Is this a twist? Is this a twist that I didn't see coming? Is this a twist? Is this a twist?
It's a twist.
Is there something else I might be becoming?
There's an air about her from the moment she splashed in, and whether it's the air about her and And that's why she can breathe. I don't know where to begin, but I've never felt a connection to a stranger quite like this. It's like she's always belonged here. What a crazy twist.
Is this a twist?
Is this a twist?
Have I been living one way and I've missed all this?
Is this a twist? Is this a twist?
Is this giving me new danger or a path to my bliss? Is this a twist?
Hello, it's me, Ron Howard. Years ago when I went fishing.
What?
You're not a daughter that I had a normal way.
And how are you here right now?
This is a voicemail.
Right.
This is a voicemail.
This is a voicemail.
I don't know how he knew exactly about my tale. And perfectly left a voicemail.
Look so similar.
Yeah, you guys look alike now that you're standing together.
And also, like, I've never felt comfortable on legs. Like, I know when I was in Jurassic World and I had to, like, run in heels, I was like, this seems sexist and awful, but it also feels like maybe my legs are not meant to be in heels.
You're not good at legs. I've always wanted to say so, Miss Dallas Howard. Your walking is weird.
It was always hard to, like, fit you from the waist down. I had to mask a lot of proportional error.
Yeah, my legs just were not. Now that I'm back in a fin, it just feels so right. Oh my gosh. Well, staff, do you, I don't know, do you like stay with me now? Or like, do you go,
I have to go back to my husband. He's dying of lung cancer. And I think that probably.
Why, Penelope, didn't you tell us?
What?
Why didn't you tell us?
Just a little bit of lung cancer.
And I have a Vegas trip planned with my husband. We were going to go. He didn't win anything the last time we were there.
I need to go pay my water bill at the water treatment facility.
I guess, yes. Refuses to use mail or sort of do it online.
I pay in person because they already shut it off, so you got to go in and pay the bill in person.
So long story short, no, Miss Dallas Howard, this is where we leave you.
My butler, Reginald, my cook, and my wardrobist, Penelope, are all going to a water treatment facility?
Well,
he said he was going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas with my husband.
Oh,
you inferred correctly. He works at the water treatment facility.
Well, Reginald, I do like to feel like I've asked you some questions about your life. You know, that I know the basics, like where your husband works.
Our sort of line of work, you can all work somewhere, and then all of your spouses also have to work in the same place. Mm-hmm. It's the sort of upstairs, downstairs rules of it all.
It just makes sense.
It just makes sense, and it makes everything easier. And we really do have to go help him pay his water bill.
We're going to carpool. It's going to save on gas. Yeah.
Well, I'll miss you. I'll miss you all.
We'll miss you
I know
too.
That we had a confusing relationship.
We were friends.
That I paid, so it feels weird. But I wish you all the best.
Listen, we're going to breed you with algae. And you guys are going to make beautiful mermaids together that will rule the sea. So I don't think you should really linger on these plibs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we were going to breed Ariel with algae, but then Ariel was like...
Wait, 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 wait.
Hold on.
Wait, I'm so sorry, hard stop.
I miss this one.
We breed?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's a genetic arrangement, you know?
Oh, wait.
You're the queen now. You have to just let your loins be owned by the sea.
Oh my, wait.
Yeah, you're the queen. Your loins are owned by the sea.
Yeah, so everyone's not going to have, basically everyone can come around and spray a bunch of like like fish jizz.
Holy
we
just kinda, shit.
We just kind of spray it. It's not sex in the way that you think of it because it all happens externally.
No, it's like a car wash. Just full of
yeah, just think about it. Like, you're just going to like lay a bunch of eggs and people are going to spray
yeah, so
on
let's,
it.
Let's head to that water treatment facility because this is getting weird in here. We'll see, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye. Our lift is here. Okay, bye.
All right. So now back to what we were talking about with having babies.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Bryce, is this not what you want?
Well, I mean, I think you can pretty much understand that this has been a lot for me to take in the span of 4 minutes. I mean,
just waiting to see all this jizz. Yeah, that's a lot to
I've
take
seen
in.
A lot oh my movies. Gosh, Algie, please, like, we have to move at a slower rate. I just found out I'm a mermaid, that this is my twin sister.
All
Ron
right.
Howard's not my dad, and that's hurting the most because he is very kind. And that my friends / staff are leaving me, and I'm going to breed because I'm the queen. Y'all, that's a lot for 4 minutes.
Sure. Sure.
I mean,
I get
if
it.
Only there was a little crab here who could make me feel better.
Hmm. Well,
does anyone see
good
one?
Luck. I've tried to get one to love
does
me for years.
Does anyone see one?
Hey there.
Yeah.
What is going on, girl?
This is the one that was in my hair.
Oh, you're looking for a crab, are ya?
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Hi. It's so nice to meet you. My name is Bryce Dallas.
Oh, how you doing? My name is Baxter.
Hi, Baxter.
This is Baxter, that crab all over my hair.
What? You had a crab in your hair and you never told me?
Carol, don't make this about you.
Coral, it is all about me. This is crazy.
Listen, I knew if you knew that I was friends with this cool crab who says such cool things that you'd want to take him away from me. He's awesome. Listen.
Baxter.
Yeah, what's going on now, girl?
Baxter.
See?
This has been a lot for me to handle. Can you, like, make me feel a little bit better about, you know.
About what you need to do now?
Or just, like, where I live or who I am or...
I mean, you know, sure, here we go. Look, here's the deal. You are now the queen of all of the mermaids, right?
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to have to sweat. All these other mermaids are going to squirt their jizz everywhere
this
in the
water.
This is
not working.
Can we add some... Yeah. Maybe okay. There was some
you know
music.
What I'm saying?
Sometimes, yeah, there we go.
Sound. Sorry, I was looking for my water marimbas, and it takes a long time to find them.
This is like,
you
I wonder if I made the right choice.
You got to swim in the goo, girl.
Oh, no.
You got to swim to the goo, girl. You got to swim to the goo, girl.
Swim through the goo.
You got to let it go.
Let it go.
You're going to make all the babies.
All the babies.
Underwater to know.
Underwater to know.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Don't think about today.
Don't think about today.
Just let them squirt that cheese out.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
And swim around your way.
Let it go, whoa, whoa.
That's right.
Let it go, whoa, whoa.
Oh, let it go, whoa, whoa.
Under the sea.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
You will soon to see.
Soon to see.
Once you have all the babies.
Have all the babies.
They're going to be hungry.
Nom, nom, nom.
Then they're going to eat you now.
Okay. Eat you now.
They're going to eat you so they grow.
Eat you so they grow.
This is what's going to happen. You happy now to know?
Let it go, whoa, whoa.
Let it go, whoa, whoa.
Let it go, whoa, whoa.
Under the sea.
Let it go, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
let it go, whoa, whoa. They're going to eat me.
Yes.
Well, don't take this personally. I don't want to judge, but I'm
she's gonna go,
whoa, whoa, back to my life. I'm going.
gonna go, ooh, oh, ooh, oh. I'm gonna go, ooh, oh, ooh, oh. This kind of motherhood is filled with strife. I'm not gonna let my tiny mermaid babies eat me.
Oh, what a drag.
No. I'm sorry if that seems cold.
It's pretty selfish.
But I have to get out of here. I have to be bold.
You've got to go,
go ooh, oh, ooh, oh.
You've got to go,
go ooh, oh, ooh, oh. Just go ahead and go, ooh, oh, ooh, oh. I'll never forget you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I'm gonna go, ooh, oh, ooh, oh. Now I'm gonna go, ooh, oh, ooh, oh.
Could I have explained it better?
Maybe, no. Maybe, or if you just didn't tell me I'd have to be eaten, I maybe would have stayed a little
bit. Well, I mean, she seemed okay with the jizz clouds and everything. And
I was starting to warm up to, okay, this is just a different way of procreating. Let me, like, try to understand where I'm from no.
Well, how else are we supposed to feed a bunch of little mer-babies?
You don't, like, have, like, lactation?
No. Gross.
No, these
that,
are just
that is
for
gross.
Playing with. These are just for playing with.
These are
out
just
here.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh, well,
we put shells on them.
They're fun
they're
bags.
They're fun.
That's what we like well, to call them.
I mean,
grind up food, the food that you eat.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, we could. This is crazy. Don't come down here and tell us
how
to do
it.
I know.
That's
what I mean. I don't want to, like, send judgment. It's just like, I'm trying to.
We definitely could.
So you guys ate your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? But it wasn't weird until
me, I'm a crab. Crabs don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Get out of your self-righteous. Get out of her. Get out of Coral's hair and come down here and tell that to me, okay? I ate my mom and I'm proud of it, okay?
I also ate my mom. That's what she wanted. It's the mermaid way.
Okay, well.
But you're saying we didn't have to eat our moms.
I don't know. I don't know anything about mermaid biology. I'm like, again, I'm only like 7 minutes into knowing what this is about, but. Mm-hmm. It seems like maybe you don't have to eat your
mom. You're kind of Bryce-splaining this situation.
I'm so sorry. Okay? I was like even trying to like couch it as much as I could, but I feel like maybe you don't have to eat your mom. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be eaten, so I'm going to go, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
It's kind of selfish, but yeah.
Thanks for not hugging your sister goodbye that you just found. It's cool. I mean, I'm not upset about that at all.
I want to hug you, but I'm like truly afraid God. It'll be like a trap situation.
Human culture is so weird. I guess we just fully don't understand it. Ariel, make me a promise.
Human.
Okay, I'm going to make you a promise, Coral.
Never go up there
yeah.
and like see what it's about.
I really want to see
No.
the world.
Ariel.
I really want to see
Ariel, don't do it.
And I want two legs to be able to go places like a discount mall, like a Target.
Look, up where they walk and up where they run and up where you think everything's the bomb. It turns out they're selfish. They don't even let their babies eat their moms. What kind of world is that?
A good world, Coral. A place with a place to get crabs. You can get some crabs with an app, I heard it. You just swipe right and you get as many crabs as you like.
Maybe I want to go too.
Oh, wait, what's going on here?
Come on!
Hey, Bryce.
What?
We caught up
Bryce
with you.
Bryce is already almost leaving.
We caught up because we're much better at swimming than you.
Okay, yeah. Please don't try to bring me back.
No. We want to go with you.
We want to go with you.
You really?
Yes. Up where we walk, up where we run, up where we put on lotion to protect from the sun.
Where you dance, up where you dream, up where you don't eat your mom while you hear her scream.
Up where there are free things in grocery stores.
Yeah.
Up where I can fly if I get a ticket online. And there's a place called Red Lobster where you can get all the crabs that you want.
To be clear, I'm really concerned about crabs.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Algie, do you want to come too?
I just got one question that I'd like to offer. If I go up there, will you guys drop all that mess about the doctor?
No.
All right, then I'll just stay down here in the water.
Okay.
Algie, come with us. We'll get something that you'll really
this little tunnel?
I don't know. I hope it works. I'm not really sure.
Oh, there's a breakup here.
What are these words? I've been practicing reading things from like submarines that sank and stuff.
Yeah.
I sank some of them. Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Coral,
it was a long time
naughty.
Ago. It was a long time ago. It was the Cold War, and I knew what side I was on.
You are cool. You look Coral. So good for about 89 years old, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Right. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I did not think you're 89.
We age differently.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were 110.
Oh, sick burn, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to be besties.
I hate to break this to everybody. I know you raised all that money on the GoFundMe, but...
Michael, you tell us right now.
Well, first of all...
Hurry, all of our spouses are going to be here soon.
I know I look like Michael, but I'm Michael's doctor.
Oh.
Wait, what? Michael didn't tell us his twin brother was a doctor.
Yeah.
Was he ashamed of you?
He didn't share a lot of information.
Twin stuff can be complicated.
Yeah.
Wait, but if you're here...
Where's Michael?
He didn't make it.
What?
Here? Where is he?
Wait a minute.
Running late?
No. He's no longer with us.
He quit job?
Where'd he go?
What? He moved to Idaho?
I'm not being clear. He passed.
Guess? We don't care.
He's always had a lactose problem,
but he can't
keep away from the froyo.
If you got some Brussels sprouts in here, you couldn't work in the water
gosh,
treatment.
Clear the room.
He's dead. My brother's dead.
Tired?
No. His heart has stopped.
I'm sorry. That last one, I knew what you meant. Oh, that was just hopeful.
That was a little bit
That was just hopeful, not dumb.
You should have gone to you earlier.
He should have said something earlier. I don't know why he didn't.
He got the diagnosis, I don't know, in the mail or something. He just never did anything about it.
But we didn't have any time to spend any of that GoFundMe money, so I'm bringing it back to you guys.
Oh.
In these three duffel bags.
Thank you so much. We'll give this back to our friends and family who donated. We'll give this back to our friends and family.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about options.
We'll give this.
We're probably going to give it back. Or...
we could win the jackpot for Michael.
And then give so much more money back to charity.
Yeah.
Think of it. How much did we raise here?
$3.4
million. We raised $3.4 million for one man's cancer treatment.
Absolutely. Somebody made a really good, compilation of his pictures
If we take it to roulette and we put it all on Red 5.
Which was Michael's
favorite
name on Titanfall.
Which was his Titanfall handle, Red 5, that's right. If we put it all on Red 5 and we win the jackpot, those odds are like, what, 64 to 1? We get
so much money.
We get so many millions of dollars. Think of how much good that could do.
I have still not won a scratch off. That means all my luck is waiting
to
be used.
It's gotta be this time.
For this one thing.
You guys, that's really risky.
I mean... if you don't feel good about it, you can keep your third and we'll just put...
Fourth.
I just would take back my individual $340, which is how much I donated to the cause. I was just going to take that back and then I was going to, like, you know, just go back to the
receipts.
3.1%.
It was very rigid the way that you...
Yeah.
Splash! It's a water treatment facility. I finished reading it. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, I probably should have read that.
Hey, I'm here to pay my bill!
Hola, we've returned as well. Oh, it's the mermaid from before. And my beautiful husband.
Oh, hey. Bright, what are you doing here? I thought you were the queen of the seas. Okay,
Is this just a way to fire us?
I'm so sorry. I was going to stay in the sea, but it was kind of a horror show. So
There was chicken in the sea, wasn't there?
It was worse than that, but I decided to come back, and this is the way that we bust through. So, yes, I'm here, Bryce, with my... mermaid twin, Ariel.
Hi.
Other sister, Coral.
Hi.
One that never came, and then Algie didn't come at the last second. And then, who are you all? Oh, here's my staff, the cook.
Hello,
I'm the cook.
It's really all pivoting around you, actually, right now.
And you should be the most familiar.
I'm Michael's brother.
But
her brother-in-law.
And as much as I want to stay, I can't stay long. Me and my husband have a trip to Vegas to get
We're going, and we have some duffel!
Wait, hold on. Y'all going to Vegas?
Hey, I've heard about this place. I am a very big Nick Nolte fan as well, and he has a lot of trauma there. I'd like to see some places.
Yeah, it'd be cool to do. We don't really gamble under the sea because, famously, mermaids have so much luck that we always win everything we ever try to do, so
yeah,
there's not really
anything.
Any point.
It's just so easy.
Okay, like, I
just someone who works in this water treatment facility. really didn't want to go to Vegas because it felt unethical. But if we could have a merperson safely turn that $3.4 million into more money, it could do a lot of good.
It feels like science now.
It sounds like this is a bus going to Vegas.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
And I should tell you, your husband died. Your husband didn't make it, by the way.
No. Oh my gosh. Well,
all right, all aboard!
I'll absorb that, I guess, in the back of the bus.
It's a party bus to Vegas. It's a party bus to Vegas. It's a party bus to Vegas, and we're going.
It's a party bus to Vegas. It's a party bus to Vegas. It's a party bus to Vegas.
Ooh,
and we're going.
Here, let's drive for 4 hours through the desert. So dusty.
The lights and the flashing fountain.
Chris Angel,
he freaked my mind.
Look at me, I'm jumping in the Bellagio fountain.
Andre Bocelli singing.
Black six.
Why did we put it all? Why did we do this? Is there something we can learn?
Oh, yes.
Was this
another twist?
You see, it was never about making the money at the table. It was all about what you learned from the fable. All of you are friends now. We are all here hanging out in Vegas in this year.
What a twist!
Things to do.
Hey, it's me, Michael's ghost.
Michael's ghost.
Hey, guys.
Michael, oh, lovey.
Get off me.
Oh, that's your wife.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. Sorry, I thought that was the mermaid.
There's honestly many people around this table.
He was shouting at me. I was also trying to kiss him.
Coral, stay off of that ghost.
Sorry, I'm hungry for a ghost.
What do you want to say, Michael's ghost, the person I'm not connected to?
I want to say that I was your real father.
What? I am connected to you? Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm sorry, Michael.
was Michael your full name? Or did you go by something just right? Did you put M as an initial and go by your middle name, Knight?
That is me, I'm N. Knight, M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan is my dad!
I'm your dad!
I will say, the twist today goes Shyamalan.
Could never know. The end! We'll be right back after this. Everybody has the right to rest.
The key to getting your best rest? The right mattress.
Meet Lisa with two awesome mattresses plus accessories for bases for better, deeper rest.
Guys, you know we love this foam mattress company that does so many good things.
Please, you know it.
The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA-200 foam. So much science. For enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers.
Or rest on their Superior Hybrid mattress, the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support.
You know that they're on that mission to provide a better night's sleep for everyone. And from day one, Lisa set out to create a company with heart, which is why they're donating mattresses for every 10 that they sell. They've donated more than 32,000 to this day.
Isn't that dang beautiful? Don't you want to have sweet dreams because you're dreaming about helping such a good company?
Got it. You got to. And like, I've talked about this before, but whenever I travel, gosh, I'm so happy to get home to my mattress that makes me feel so right in all the right sleep ways.
Don't miss Lisa's Presidential Day Sale. That would be silly. Don't miss their President's Day Sale. Get 50% off any mattress for a limited time at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook.
That's LEESA.com/offbook. Book promo code off book.
Welcome back.
Felicia Colton, thank you so much for taking us on that wild ride.
Well, thanks for having us.
Entirely predictable. Gosh. Everything that happened.
No, all of the twists. Totally saw them coming.
So funny to be like, you know what we're gonna like pull twists. The idea of improvising twists, which is just like easier because you're like, also here,
everything is made up.
This didn't track, but here you go.
Man, I loved it so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing such a bonkers story with us. And now, because that was so twisty turvy, we're gonna rap about twists.
Yeah,
did things,
twisted things. What does that mean? I don't know. Let's hit it, Scott. Twist like this. Ooh, a twist like this. A twist like this.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yo, a twist like this.
Yo, I got a bracelet, I put it on my wrist. It's made of hemp, you never seen a twist like this. What's this? Yeah, it's from my best friend Chris. Chris knows me well because he knows how it is. This Chris twist that he put on my wrist, it's got such style that they can't resist. You know what it is, when I get that Chris twist, people be like, aw, damn.
You know, here's the truth about me, I don't wanna front. I love that twist when it's coming from Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
You know, I say this is like I'm a sister. I love every twist in Twister. They're chasing down that storm, and when it hits Oklahoma, we get so forlorn. Is her aunt okay? She is. But that isn't the only twist. There's a cyclone coming from the cloud, and it twists at a 5 so loud.
Ow.
And can you track when it's gonna hit? I don't know. That's the twist.
Twist like this.
A twist like this.
Such a twist, you don't know what it is.
Got a lot of snacks in my pantry now.
Yeah.
My baby likes to eat. She eats like a cow.
Mm.
But she never closes bags. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You get the air exposed and it's just like dough. You gotta you take those twist ties.
Yeah.
You gotta put them on the plastic bags.
Yeah.
I tell her she don't get the notion because she's two. She needs to get a grow potion.
Yeah. You gotta know? Twist like this. Twist it on your bag of chips. Your baby open them, she knows how it is. Cause y'all never seen a twist like this.
Twist like this, twist like that.
Yeah.
Twist my hands on my baseball bat. So hard, they give me a blister. Get twisted like I'm Twisted Sister. Oh snap, give me the fettles. I'm in it like I'm Twisted Metal.
Video game!
Got a crazy clown head on my van.
What?
I'm twisted up, I'm Stan. Call me Chuck Berry, cause I do the twist all day. Listen to this. We get twisted, we get crazy. We get twisted, we just ladies. It's a twisted in the solen. Oh snap, I got a twisted up colon. That's bad news, that's bad news.
That's bad news.
That's bad news.
You don't wanna, you don't wanna twist like this.
You don't wanna twist like this.
No one's gonna make it hard to shit with a twisted colon when you got a twist like this.
Yeah.
Twist like this.
Twizzlers, that's a twist. I wouldn't twist even like sizzler.
No, I don't like that Twizzler. Don't like that twist so fine. Cause you know I'm always girl and I'm doing that red vine. Cause I'm from the West Coast. What? And we like red vines the most. Also, would you say that a braid is a twist?
Hell yeah.
A French twist? If I do it right, if I do it like this?
Yo, all the people get my drink cause it's here to see ya. This is my twist on a margarita. It's got other flavors you would normally not expect. I threw them in like, what the heck? I put grenadine and I twist it up. Put it down at the bar and you sip it up. And you take it down, goes down your throat. You're like, this grenadine margarita ain't no joke. Why? You ain't never had a twist like this. A lemon peel give you a twist like this. It tastes so good on your lips cause you ain't never had a twist like this.
Twist and a twirl it.
This is that twisted music.
Yeah.
Twirl it up.
Keep it twisted.
Like a pig's tail.
Like a pig's tail.
Curly Q.
Yeah.
Slinky down the stairs if you hear me one time.
That's what I'm saying. This is a shout out to all the pretzels out there.
Shout out to pretzels. We like you soft, we like you hard, we like you just as you are. If you watch a 40s movie, you see a lot of twists there.
Hell too.
Yeah.
A little mall, some dames, big old gams.
Yeah, give it up for the ampersand sign and the at signal. They both twisted as hell.
Oh, so twisted. Did see coming. You guys are the best.
You're the best. Thank you so much, Felicia Day, Colton Dunn. It's been truly such an incredible blast to have you both. Thank you for doing the show.
What do you want the good people to know?
What do the people know?
Check out Voyage to the Stars, guys. It's really fun.
It's a improvised sci-fi comedy. So no singing.
Honestly,
come on, you're gonna love it.
There's some singing going on in there.
Come on, you're gonna love it. Come
I forgot
on.
That part.
I don't remember it.
Come on, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Honestly, come on.
You're gonna love
come
it.
Come on.
It's fun.
Just do it.
Go to space
just,
with
just
us.
Just do it. Go all to right. space with them.
Brett's just told us we've had an error, so we have to go just like fight with him.
We have to fight.
Oh, we have no. to fight him to the death. And we're gonna have to re-record this whole episode probably.
Oh, but no, that's not true. No, we say thank you to Brett.
Thank you, Brett. We love you. thank you, Dana. Thank you, Scott. Sorry just for giving you a heart attack. That was just a joke.
No, no. I just want to make sure that the people know that we love Brett.
We love Brett very much.
Choo, choo, choo.
Choo, choo, choo.
And as we say at the end of every off book, hey, here comes a twist.
I've never had a wrist.
A thousand thanks once more. Oh, sorry, fancy voices coming. Thank you, trumpeters. Once again, thank you so much to The Real Real for supporting the show. You can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at 90% off retail.
Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL.
Thank you, trumpeters.
Please.